Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today we'll be talking about Juno's Perseverance Theater and their upcoming season and the plays they plan to bring to Anchorage this year.
And to talk about it, we have Boston Christopher and Art Roach, who have come up to just to show Anchorage what they're doing. So what are you bringing to Anchorage? Perhaps we should start there, and then we'll go back and talk about the background of Perseverance Theater.
We're bringing two plays to the Sidney Lawrence Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts this February and April. In February, it's a world premiere called The Blue Bear, which is adapted from the book by the same title by Alaskan writer Lynn Schooler. And then in April, it's Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun, that great, iconic American classic about the American dream.
And Perseverance Theater has been in Juneau for a very long time. Would you like to tell me about it? Or Boston, who's new to the theater? Boston's
well, I just joined
a good
the theater.
Old friend of mine.
Yeah. Old friend of Anchorage. I grew up here and have done a lot of things and been outside and back and forth and come up for the Valdez Conference. And this opportunity came up to go down and work at Perseverance, and I directed the first show there this season, the 39 Steps, and now I'm on as, in a sense, statewide projects and helping them bridge this gap between Juneau and Anchorage. And Art can talk about the history of Perseverance and why now is the time to come to Anchorage.
Yeah, so Perseverance Theater, for those who aren't familiar with it, was founded in 1979 by a graduate of Juneau Douglas High School who gave up on a career in law and went to study theater and returned to Alaska after she got her graduate degree to start a professional theater in her hometown. So that's our mission, is to create professional theater by and for Alaskans. And that's always been the mission statement from the beginning. And the theater, 32 years is a long time, so there's been a few lives lived during that time. I'd say the first one, it was kind of a scrappy startup. The theater built the building that it's in and commissioned a large number of Alaskan plays. There was a kind of an iconic one, which was an adaptation of the classic play Antigone in the Yupik language, which toured all over the state. It played in Anchorage, it played in all over the bush, and also played in Greece, France, and New York City. That was in 1983, the fourth year we were in existence, kind of helped put the theater on the national map. The next lifetime, as I think of it, is starting around when I first worked at Perseverance. I moved to Alaska when I was 20 years old, lived in Anchorage for a little while, worked at the old Alaska Rep, and through them met Molly Smith, the founder of Perseverance, and moved down to Juneau in 1989 permanently. And that second decade was the launch of a statewide acting company, actually an artistic company, and that's when I first met Boston.
Yeah, when my first professional job was actually down in Juneau in 20 years ago this fall, actually.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the idea of that decade, as Molly started it, was to recruit theater artists, especially performers, but all kinds, writers, directors, actors, that sort of thing, designers from across the state, bring them to Juneau and make an Alaskan brand of professional theater. She had 10 years in as an artistic director and was really good at what she was doing. And the artistic work was really, really fruitful. And that led to a lot of national support. I think during that decade, the theater really grew to some kind of national prominence. The third lifetime, as I think of it, is sort of the post-Molly years. After 20 years of running Perseverance Theater, she ended up shifting to a large regional theater company in Washington, D.C. called Arena Stage. It's about, well, it's turning 60 soon. It's one of the founding members of the professional nonprofit regional theater movement. And it was run by her hero, Molly's hero, Zelda Fitchandler, when she was a graduate student in Washington, D.C. So it was really, really a kind of a dream job for her when that job opened up. Yeah. After 20 years in Juneau. So the 10 years, the 10 or so plus years since Molly has left, she's still at the arena. There have been a few different artistic directors there. I'm the fourth artistic director in the theater's history. And the theater has hung on to its scale and its prominence nationally. But as we turned 30 and I came into this job, we started looking at what are some long-term trends. And I really asked everyone involved, the company, the board, and the artists, to think, the staff, to think about, well, what do we want to be when we're 40? Anniversaries like that are a great chance to kind of step back and look long term. And what have we learned from 30 years of operating in Juneau? Which I have to say, most of the founders of the theater are still in Juneau. Molly's the only one of the kind of big four that isn't still in town. And when I talked to them about it, what were you guys thinking back in 79? None of them thought it would still be here 30 years later. They all thought it was something that was worth trying.
It's kind of amazing.
It's more than improbable. It's absurd, actually. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all.
It's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't really. And theater is a numbers game, you know. Tickets are sold one at a time, and they're not – you can't charge very much. So the revenue is made just a little bit at a time. And the popular sort of conventional wisdom about how to support a theater is you look at the population base of the area the theater's in, and if it's big enough – it's viable, and if it's not, it's not. Mm-hmm. And Molly's,
and somehow we bucked that trend.
When Molly talked to those experts in the 70s, they said, "How big is Juneau? Where is it? It won't work, Molly. It can't be done." Here we are.
You have a disproportionate amount of your demographic going to the theater there, so it's a big theater town.
Yeah, it's a big theater town. The population of Juneau is about 30,000. It's been in that range for quite some time, and we see 15,000 people at the theater. About two-thirds of that is main stage attendance, and the balance of it is volunteers that come and work on our shows or students that participate in education programs or audience for second stage shows. 15,000 out of a population of 30.
That's amazing.
Yeah, if it was in New York City, New York City has 9 million people, it would outdraw the New York Yankees. That's sort of, you know, and you think, well, where do we grow? I think we can get more people to the theater in Juneau, believe it or not, but that's not the growth area there. Yeah.
And it's also sort of been that, you know, I mean, Perseverance has always been sort of state-minded in bringing the company down, but also having toured productions in recent years even. The Clink at Macbeth toured around, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And they, you know, it was definitely kind of a, so now's the time to sort of begin a presence here in a longer-term basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Boston Christopher and Art Roach, talking about Perseverance Theater, a Juneau, famous Juneau theater company that is going to come to Anchorage with a couple of plays this coming winter.
Yeah, and as I was saying, the idea that, you know, we've been this sort of statewide idea in terms of bringing people down to Juneau or touring productions around. So in this fourth decade plan that Art's talking about that they created, the idea was to say, how can we reach more audience and become, to sort of fulfill that mission of theater by, for, and about Alaskans, not just about Juneau, you know? So this is a big step forward in pushing that mission out, and we're really excited about coming to Anchorage.
What's the reason that you're so successful with getting 50% of the population of your city to come to your – how do you do that?
There's not a lot to do, and I think the quality of the work is consistently really high. And so I think you put something really exciting in a small place, and it's compelling. You know, and I think when 15,000 people a year come to the theater, it's hard to go to work or the grocery store or even hang out with your friends and not know somebody who's going to the theater.
There's also a real sense, I mean, I've been there a couple months, and just in that short time, there's a real sense of pride of ownership of the theater in the community, and people are really proud that it's there. And, you know, I know that Anchorage has that same sensibility. We were just at the Mayor's Arts Awards last night, and, you know, it's true. Anchorage has such a rich history and a wide variety of the art form, not just theater, but dance and music. And so that sort of same sense of pride of ownership is really exciting in terms of that transfer to here. But I think that's part of the reason in Juneau it's been successful. It's just people own it. They call it our theater.
Ah. Yeah, well, it's always been like a fabled, famous place to me. Mm. I was once on my way to Seattle on the ferry, and even though it was like 6 in the morning, I had to go over and see the theater, see where it was. So I was like, you know, look in the windows from the outside.
Sure.
You know, case the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Just see where all this stuff was happening. And just hear about it all the time.
It's just the most unassuming place, isn't it?
Very, yeah. Very, yeah. You'd miss it, you know? Yeah. Looks like a bait and tackle shop.
That's right. You know? Former bar, actually.
It was a former bar. It started as it was a bar, okay. And they turned that into a theater, yeah.
Yeah.
What plays are you bringing to Anchorage?
Well, we're starting in February. It opens February 10th. It's called The Blue Bear. It's adapted from the book by Lynn Schooler. It's actually adapted by his sister, Luann. And it's a fascinating story about a friendship with Michio Hoshino, who is a famous photographer. And he took a lot of photographs of Alaska. He came over here when he was, 19, Art, or something like that. And just really was interested in the wildlife here. And Lynn met him, and it's sort of the journey of their friendship and what it meant to Lynn and to Michio. But it's a really, really compelling story. And that opens February 10th. It runs for 2 weeks. And then in April, A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, the American classic. That opens Friday, April 13th, and runs for a couple weeks as well. And, of course, you know, you can go to our website, perseverancetheater.org, and learn more about those particular shows and how to get tickets. We've also really had a wonderful partnership with the Anchorage Concert Association to help us in these first couple years to grow that audience. And we're on their season ticket as well.
That's good.
Yeah, I saw when you did Moby Dick a few years ago and you brought it in. That was also at the Sydney Lawrence Theater at the PAC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a fabulous show. What a set.
The director who did Moby Dick directed The Blue Bear.
Oh, okay.
So there's a connection there, which is great. And he, knowing him, he grew up in Japan. And sort of knowing him and having him in our pocket made adapting The Blue Bear feel possible because the Japanese connection is so important. Yeah,
and this is our introductory season. We plan on doing more in the coming year, so it's going to be really great.
Well, this makes everything more exciting, even adding more theater to a theater town like Anchorage.
Absolutely,
it's great.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you both for coming and talking about this. We're looking forward to it, adding to Anchorage's already lively theater.
Thank you so much,
World,
Gigi.
Boston Christopher and Art Roach of Perseverance Theater Juno. Thank you for coming. And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. There will be a free staged reading of a new play, There Is a Woman in Love with Me, on Saturday, December 17th at 7 p.m. at Out North. No reservations necessary.
At Cyrano's, there will be two Christmas plays this season, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, which runs through December the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3, and Pinkalicious, the musical, playing special matinees. Call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's Christmas play, Inspecting Carol, plays through December 22nd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
At TBA, you can see The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7, with a Saturday and Sunday matinee at 3 at Grant Hall on the APU campus. Call 677-PLAY for more information.
This weekend, you can see Raven's Radio Hour Muck Tuck Mass at the Sydney Lawrence in the Performing Arts Center. One weekend only at 7:30, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and at 3 on Sunday. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts presents It's a Wonderful Life through December the 17th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 with a matinee at 2 on Saturday the 10th only. For information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents A Christmas Carol through December 18th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. Call 907-373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
In Talkeetna, Denali Drama and Denali Arts Council present their fourth annual Christmas comedy review, Holidazed and Confused or Christmas on Xanax, an improvised-based comedy. Friday and Saturday, December 16th and 17th, and Friday, Saturday, December 23rd and 25th at 7:30 p.m. For information, contact denaliartscouncil.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.